Okay.
Bang Bang After Dark, number whatever it is. I don't care. I don't keep track. Sarah, lead from the top. What's the topic of discussion?
What qualities you are allowed to want in a partner?
Okay, allowed.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, strong not allowed. Word.
Yeah.
Allowed. Yeah, that is a kind of strong word.
Okay. Well, what kind someone of qualities else reword it.
I mean,
expecting a partner.
If you say you're allowed to expect, and this becomes about penis size, I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. No judgments.
Okay. So this topic is born out of a situation I was in a while ago where I started seeing someone and I thought they were really nice and whatever and emotionally intelligent, but I didn't think they were funny. And I didn't feel like I was having that much fun. Like I was having fun, but not that much fun when I was with them. Mm-hmm. And so that, it took me a while to like decide that was enough to break it off. So that's kind of been like a learning experience for me, or like a place where I really needed validation from other people to be like, you're allowed to want someone to be funny and to like find them funny.
Okay. Interesting. I've never thought about this before. That's an interesting question.
I guess like what are qualities maybe that you would want in someone else that don't seem like deal breakers? Like I'm like, oh, someone's not funny, but they're like smart and whatever and have all these other things, like what's the big deal? But then when it actually came to it, I was like, no, like I can't be doing bits on my own, like to myself. It's actually quite embarrassing.
No, I get that. If I'm ever seeing somebody and they're like boring, I'm like, come on, like give it back to me at least once. Like just make fun of me, tell me I'm an idiot, please. Like if you're not gonna be funny, be mean.
Yeah, be mean, because then you can laugh about it and pretend that they're just like roasting you and it's good natured and not because they actually think these things about you.
Yeah, and at that point you can come to terms with it ending anyway. You're like, oh, they're just being funny and we're not going to see them for much longer, even though they actually hate your guts and you're not going to see them for much longer. Like who cares at that point? You're splitting hairs. I don't know, like do you think it's too shallow? I think it's shallow if you're like, oh, he's too short for me. Or if a guy's like, oh, she doesn't have big enough boobs for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I feel like I've gotten more shallow over the past year though, because everyone I had like gone out with or whatever, seen for a long time were people that I didn't like necessarily think were like that attractive. Like I was attracted to them, but I was like, oh, there's not a lot going on. I'm really happy that having your eyes closed is part of the whole making out sex thing.
Wow.
my heart. My
heart hurts deeply.
Yeah, that one hurts, bro.
Yeah, I felt that one in my stomach.
Because you've experienced it, or because you feel bad for me?
A mixture of all of them. Like there's all other variables I can't label right now just because I don't have the time to, but like everything hurts.
Okay. Yeah, but I decided no more of that. And then
what does that mean though? I'm attracted to them, but they're not that attractive.
Like you can be attracted to someone like physically, but then also be like, you have a weird face that I don't like. I think. I know that sounds like really contradictory.
That does.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to like dissect how I can like understand that.
So like the dude was chiseled, but he looked like Steve Buscemi or like what?
He's got a butter face. Everything but a face.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to explain. Like I feel like there will be people that hear this that understand what I'm saying.
I feel like this is a really roundabout way of saying you had a tiny penis.
But like people, no, like people can be, have so that as a feature, but then they can also like be kind of like not attractive to you. Like in that you're like, oh, I think this person's kind of ugly, but like, I would still kiss them.
You'd still fuck them.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is this person in this scenario is both ugly and had a tiny penis.
I'm talking about multiple people.
Okay, so a lot of people are ugly with tiny penises. That checks out, honestly.
Put your hand up. Bueno, put your hand up.
Dude, I am not ugly. I'm just average looking. My penis is extremely small, though. Does that make up for the average looking? It's like zero on length, but like four on looks. So
yeah, it's like PEMDAS. It cancels out. You're ugly and have a small dick. It's just
if
like,
you're a two on average on both. Anyways, yeah, no, that theory checks out. I bet there are a lot of ugly people with short penises out there. That, I mean, there's like 8 billion people on this planet. There's bound to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
Depending on what your definition of a lot is. I don't know. That makes no sense to me. Like, I'm not okay.
So you're telling me like you've never like met a girl who you were like, oh, I mean, I'm not really into what you look like, but there's like other stuff going on here that's interesting to me and I'm like into it still.
No. Okay. When you explain it like that, it's much better. That
okay.
Sounds much better. Okay. I'm on. But like,
sorry, I don't talk to a lot of people anymore, so it's really hard to articulate my thoughts.
You didn't have to put any more in there.
You didn't. Okay.
You talk with your giraffe. That's about it. The one that you sleep on every night.
Yeah. Where is he?
The one that you use as a pillow. You disgusting animal. I mean, like, okay, but is it like they're not attractive, but there's another physical quality about them that makes you want to get with them? Or is it like they're not attractive, but he's older, so you're assuming he's going to be more mature and more ready?
No, you, I feel like you're expecting me to be better than I am. Like, I feel like I can even do stuff in my head where I like manipulate myself into finding things attractive about someone. Like, I'll be like, I think you're ugly, but like maybe if I just focus on like your eyes, then that's okay, fine.
So it's
or like your hair
thing.
Is good.
So it's
yeah, I'm physical. Separating that from like personality because like I feel like personality makes up for a lot of that. Like I feel like I don't know.
So like,
if you're
no finish. Sorry.
No, I was just saying like I think other so, like, things like non aesthetic things about people can make up for it too.
Like, you're saying, like, overall, like, they're ugly, but they might have, like, a nice smile or, like, nice eyes or something. Like, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and that could be enough. Or in the past. Not anymore.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. I could see that more now, yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're talking about. Like, yeah, I've definitely been there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This one time I tried to go out with a girl just because she was, like, much older than me. And, like, she only lasts, like, a couple dates. But I was, like, I'm not really into her that much. But, like, she's older, so it really might work out.
Why? Because she like could pay for dinner.
No, so she could drive me home. Duh, I don't have a car.
Oh yeah, no, I feel the same way. If someone has a car, like that's really cool.
I'm kidding. It wasn't for her car. I wasn't gold digging her car. I was just like thinking, like in basketball terms, I'm like, oh, she's the most pro ready prospect in the draft. You know, she spent 4 years in college. She played at a very blue chip university. Where the pro style offense is similar to the college offense they ran. They didn't just like run and chuck shots. You're not going to get this. I just thought that because she was like 25 or 26 at the time. I was like, oh, she's in good hands. Like she knows.
Are you looking for a wife?
He's looking for a mom.
Currently, yeah. I'm looking for like an adult, like supervisor, not a mom. Cause that would be like, have to be double my age. No, I'm looking for like a very responsible DD for somebody who doesn't drink.
If he's looking right, for a babysitter.
You want a cool aunt.
Yeah, I want a cool... No, I want a cool
older... Can have sex with.
No, I want a cool older cousin, but not first cousin.
He wants a cool older stepsister. That's exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I can fuck her. But, like, not that much, because I clearly wasn't into her that much. I just thought because she was older, it was worth it. So that was...
probably because you put her in this position, and then your head, like, subconsciously was like, you can't have sex with your aunt, mom, babysitter figure.
I don't know. I think fucking your babysitter is ethical.
I think so too.
It's probably not for them.
Yeah, fucking the kids you're babysitting isn't ethical, but fucking your babysitter is.
Sure.
Or like fucking, okay, not fucking your babysitter because I'm assuming that you're like under 10. That's gross. That's not what I meant. I meant like fucking the babysitter.
Right. So you're looking for someone who's a babysitter, and most babysitters are probably around between the ages of like 12 and 16.
What?
I feel like babysitters What kind of babysitters did you have? My babysitters were like teenagers.
I didn't have
when
any
when I was little.
My parents do not believe in babysitters.
They just left you alone?
Yeah.
With like a glass of milk or something?
Yeah. And they also like, I don't know, they didn't have social lives. So they're like, well, we don't fucking go anywhere. We'll just watch them ourselves.
Oh. Weird.
And if I ever had babysitters, they were like much older. They were like 25, 30-ish.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandparents like, always babysat me, but.
Yeah, they were like young. Okay, don't fuck those babysitters. But like, don't fuck the 7-year-old babysitters.
I mean,
like,
they probably have cars and money. So sounds kind of like what you're looking for.
And an RRSP. Fuck, that is a really good plan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just get wifed up and chase that bag. Oh, you got to wait a couple more years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts. I don't know. No, I gotta white knight it, somehow be rich and then find some chick in debt and be like, yeah, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pay it back for that one chick that I wanted to get with when I was like 18 and she was 25.
Wow, the long game.
She's my spirit animal. Gotta channel that. Anyway, Sarah, so you're basically this whole time you're trying to word it set. People listening to this show don't call you a shallow bigot.
Yes, please don't.
Okay, well.
Or do, I mean.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I think it'd be funny.
Okay, call me whatever you want. But I feel like this decision to try and see people I think are attractive, as well as having other good features, is about like me reclaiming or just like claiming my status as like a woman with high self-esteem who like, I don't know. I feel like that's what I deserve.
Would you have sex with a guy who you think is ugly, but like none of that weird maybe shit that we were talking about earlier. None of that. He's just ugly, but he's just ugly. He's got a big penis.
Yes.
It's not so big that it would like go inside your lungs, but it's big.
Like normal big.
Like
not
a solid
scary.
Like baby's arm.
Yeah, it's like 8 inches.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, anything over 8 is like way too much. That's
yeah, like no.
Girlfriend tells me every night, man.
Yeah, shut up, Cannon. Yeah, let's say. But what if he's like 8.25, and he looks like I don't know.
Can't do it. Too big.
There's a cutoff, and I guess Cannon is gonna make sure that we're not going over that. So. He'll be waiting at the door with a measuring tape. Yeah.
Is there
sorry, man, drop trow. I gotta just give it a quick measure.
Is there different lengths for different holes? That's my question.
No.
I don't know.
Is there, Sarah?
I don't know.
Like, if you were to do anal, would you accept a longer one or would it have to be shorter?
I don't want to do that.
Okay. So there are different lengths and the anal one is 0. So you fucking lied. Would you ever do anal, but only if you could peg him first?
Maybe.
You know what pegging is, right?
Yeah, like
you don't have to Urban Dictionary that one.
No, I already looked it up. I looked up a bunch of words in preparation for this.
Good.
Two cards.
You're learning. Okay, so if he was like, you can peg me for 5 minutes if I get to do it to you for 5 minutes.
Actually, no. No. Not worth it for me.
You wouldn't get enough satisfaction out of it.
Yeah, I would just be like, I don't want that. I feel like I would, like the idea of doing anal it's not intriguing to me at all.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. I don't really understand the appeal. It's like, it's probably going to hurt more. Kanan, I can see you shaking your head. No, you're disgusting. Fuck bag. I'm going to cut your video off.
I'm not saying anything, dude.
I'm this close to cutting your video off, you fuck. Your dick will probably stink after. Like, it's not the good stink either. Like, it's the bad stink.
Well, I don't know. Like, obviously people do it and enjoy it and, like, don't have that issue.
The stink issue.
So I guess it's like obviously it like can work, but I just am not. It just sounds scary and ouchy to me.
Yeah, it sounds like unnecessary.
Yeah, also, you know what I mean? Like I have a hole that works. So
yeah, it's like the vagina's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there.
So was the bone.
Okay, Kaden, would you like to expand or argue for this in any way?
Please.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It all depends on, like, how comfortable your partner is, I guess. I don't know.
Like, Kaden, would you ever give your partner a dog in a bathtub?
What's that?
It's when you just put your balls in their ass, not your dick.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
What?
Why not? Why not?
Because it's my balls. That's going to hurt.
So it's only cool if she's in pain?
Bro, if she's down for it, then, I mean, like, that's on her. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my balls in there. That's going to hurt.
What if
she says no, then it's no. I'm not going to be like, nah, let me put it in your butt.
What if when she's riding you, she somehow, like, jumps off, and then when she lands again, just your balls go in her ass?
Why are we making up hypotheticals over, like, anal sex? Like, now we have to cut this whole part. Like, now we have to cut this whole bit. Because Brandon just wants to always take it a step far. Every fucking time.
Why you guys hate me? Like, why?
Because you're a degenerate with no morals.
Never mind. I'm not going to say that. Anyways, moving on. Wasting my comedic genius on you guys. I'm like, yeah, let's see if we can up the stakes. You know how in improv they're like, yeah, raise the stakes now. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing that. And then my partners are like, no.
Yeah, we said no.
No means no.
So boy. Maybe it's time to sweep the scene and start a new one.
Yes. Yeah, so next topic.
Kaden, give us a non-geoloco.
A what?
Non-geoloco. Oh, my gosh. That's a really fun way of saying non-geographic location.
Yeah, Kaden.
Like a Wendy's or... No, that's bad. Or a park.
No, Wendy's is perfect. That's awesome. Okay, we're in a Wendy's. Kaden, give us a relationship.
Stepbrother and stepsister. you asked me.
Okay. Hey. I got your letter in the mail.
Oh, cool.
It made me really uncomfortable, which is why I asked you to meet me in this public place.
Really? Cleaning your own room makes you uncomfortable because you're disgusting and can't take care of yourself? It's not my fault our parents had to get married and now we have to live together.
It is your fault they had to get married.
You're right.
You were a demon baby who said, if you don't get married, everyone dies.
You're right. I actually did that. I set this whole thing up.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to kill you in this Wendy's.
No, this is a Wendy's.
This is a Wendy's. No, stop. What are you doing, Stepbro? Don't kill me.
Not in a Wendy's. You can't.
Yo, you know what? Dairy Queen as a fast food place was super underrated.
Yo, Dairy Queen slaps. Like, no cap. Like, their chicken fingers are pretty good. Their burgers are pretty good, too. DQ's like...
Okay, I'm not a weirdo who actually eats anything but dessert at a fucking Dairy Queen, but whatever.
Really? You've never, eaten food at a DQ?
No.
It's actually pretty good, yo.
You could get, french fries and put in your ice cream or whatever.
Okay, that also is weird. I don't understand people who
are
like...
How is that weird?
It tastes good, because...
Dude, it's like the perfect food. It's sweet and salty.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like fucking beets and Sprite or something. Those just don't go together. It's sweet and salty. That makes sense. Like
low key, beet Sprite I feel like would go super hard.
Yeah, I feel like you could find a way to make that work actually.
Yeah, beet Sprite.
Because it would be pink, which yeah, that's fun.
That would be cool. Yeah, Kaden, good job. You tried to give us a shitty example and it fucking backfired. How does it feel?
And now we have an amazing idea to bring to the dragons.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll run it through my head office at Coke. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, facts.
Oh,
yeah,
you got connections.
Look at this. Yeah, man, I'm the plug on everything.
No, you're not, but that's okay.
I'm going to quit my job.
Whoa.
Sarah, you don't have a job.
I'm gonna stop looking for a job. I'm putting all of my hats in this Beats Sprite ring because I think this is where it's at, honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to take down my LinkedIn profile once and for all.
Deleting it. Stopping my paid membership. I'm going to stop cold emailing companies every day asking for jobs.
Yeah, you know what? I hate the fact that most companies only take resumes online now.
Yeah, I remember like when I was looking for a job a few years ago, I like walked into a bunch of places and they were all like, what are you doing here? Use a computer.
Yeah.
What year do you think it is?
Yeah. And you're like, no, I'm trying to meet the manager so they can see me and shake my hand. And that's a really good like psychology tip to help them remember me. And they're like, law psychology is for nerds. And then you're depressed because they dissed you now.
Yeah. Now I have no job.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Tis what it is.
Yeah. We're going to be rich anyway.
Fact. I believe so.
Okay. What are qualities that you look for in significant others?
They have to be 7 years older than me. No, I'm kidding. No, funny has to be on there. They got to be funny.
Funny, but yeah, that's sure. What I'm realizing I need to. I think I knew that. But then part of me was like,
how unfunny.
People's been...
How unfunny was the guy, though?
Like, did he like not even have like dry humor?
He would make jokes, but they wouldn't be funny to me, or they would be really basic.
Like, give, you know, like, people... give us an example.
I can't even think of an example. Like, something would happen, and I would be like, oh, haha, let me say something funny about this. And then he would be like, great, let's focus on this for a long time. And then also, I will call back to it in the future, even though it didn't deserve to be called back to. Also, I feel like none of the memes he ever sent me, they're just, none of them were good. There was just nothing.
Wow, so this guy's trying to like build inside joke rapport with you and do callback humor and send you memes, and you're like, this guy wasn't funny.
He's crying.
Am I a bad person?
No, I'm purposefully saying like that to make you look like a bad person. I understand what you're talking about.
It just wasn't.
Yeah, there's a fine line, right? Like either you are good at it or you're not.
Also, I'm sure there are so many people who like would be completely like happy with this guy and think he was funny. Like he did tell me he was the funniest one out of his friend group, which I found concerning considering I didn't think he was funny at all.
Yeah, he's probably just lying.
I think you're just mean. He's like, oh, I'm easily the funniest one of your friends. You're like, your friends are a bunch of losers.
Well, I was like, do you guys have fun? Like what? What are you doing? But I think it's like unfair too for me to compare because I have like really funny friends. Like all of my friends are super witty, really smart. Yeah, I don't know. I just relate. Feel like I'm lucky.
What if though, like he was thinking the same thing about you? He's like, this chick doesn't get callback humor. Like what the fuck? And like,
that is so possible. He might be like, I don't understand.
And she's like, all it's my like, friends are really funny and witty. He's like, then what happened to her?
No, that's like so possible. Like it could just be a full disconnect and like our senses of humor.
Yeah, it could be, right? Like, and you're not sitting on here shitting on the guy. We're just joking and ribbing you. And don't,
yeah, no, like he's great. And he's just, there's just like, yeah.
I think off. That disconnect, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a disconnect. It's like nothing wrong with him.
I think.
Maybe something wrong with me.
That's probably the more likely possibility. I mean, you are a comedian, so you probably have some trauma you need to deal with.
Yeah.
Literally, this man did imply I should go to therapy last time we hung out, and I was like, I know, but like, I don't want to deal with that right now.
Yes, I know, but you can't say that.
Did you tell him about the time when you cried in your pigeon suit at the party, and he's like, yeah, I seriously think you need like a professional's help, and you're like, no, I don't. Swag, thug life, YOLO.
I don't remember, but I have had that conversation with random people. I tell them that, and they go, oh,
are you okay?
That's weird that you told me that. Are you okay?
You should have pigeon enthusiast in your Instagram bio.
I should. My Finsta is called like sad cute pigeon girl or something.
Pigeon lover 69.
Following that.
Oh my god, that's funny. Maybe I should change it to that.
Yeah, pigeon lover 69.
Yeah.
While you do that, I think a big quality that I've found I need in a partner or potential partner is the ability to disagree constructively.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I 100% agree with that one. That is very, very, very fucking important.
I've encountered a couple situations where I've said something and the person's like, well, I disagree with that. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. And they're like, you're immoral. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And they're like, yeah, you're being an asshole right now. I'm like, that's not what I think I'm doing. And they're like, I'm mad at you now. I'm like, what?
Okay. Oh, see, that's not even fun. Like, I feel like it's really fun when you can have like a real debate with someone where like you can actually talk about it and like have different points of view, but like you're keeping it light because you're like, we are having a conversation and it's like interesting and you can like start riffing a bit to like ease the tension and then go back into like the topic. I don't know. I mean, I went on a date with a guy where that happened last year, which I had a lot of fun. He didn't have fun. He didn't want to see me again. But like, I remember that happening, like having a real debate and being like, wow, very chill.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it
depends. And very rare, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It depends on the issue, right? Like if you're like, I believe everybody should have equal rights. And I'm like, no, I don't think like, you know, Argentinians should be given a fair shot. I think they should just have an attempted genocide on them. And then people would be like, and they're like, what? And I'm like, it's okay to disagree. They're like, what? No, it's not. And I'm like, fuck you. No, that's weird. That's fucked up.
Yeah, there are definitely exceptions. Mm-hmm.
Also, I think
that's a good example.
Thank you. Emotional complexity is big for me too. Like, not everything is because A, you must be B, just because that's the typical line of thought. You know what I mean?
No. Can you give an example?
Okay, so it's like the idea of pro-life versus pro-choice, right? Like, I'm pro-choice. That being said, it's like the idea of abortion makes me feel a bit odd. That being said, I'm also not a woman, so I know my opinion doesn't really matter that much. And it's their body and it's their choice, I believe. Also, if you're getting an abortion at 8 months, which I don't think anybody's doing, I think that's a bit weird. But at the same time, you know what? If you're not going to care for that kid or put it up for adoption, I think you're getting rid of it. Yeah, sure, go do that. But if I was, I've had it happen a bunch of times where like I explain that viewpoint, I'm like, yeah, I feel a bit odd by the idea of abortion. People are like, oh, then you're a bigot. I'm like, that's not what I said.
Oh, yeah. See, what's happening there is I think people aren't listening to you and they're taking like that one sort of weird feeling, which I feel like I have too. I'm like, if I got pregnant, would I have an abortion? Absolutely. But would it probably be kind of upsetting and like weird? Yes, definitely. Yeah. And they're just like fixating on that and being like, because of that one thing you said, that means I'm associating you with like the opposite of your opinion, which I feel like happens a lot.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's not what I'm doing in the slightest, right? It's like, I don't know. It's or like, I don't know, I was having this conversation with somebody when I said like, we're talking about the differences between some of the differences between men and women. I said men are generally stronger and bigger and faster than women. That being said, like, I would not fight Ronda Rousey because she'd kick my fucking ass. And they're like, oh no, men are not stronger than women. I'm like, no, it doesn't mean women are like less than men because of it. It's just a general trait. If you took all the men on the planet and all the women on the planet and divide and like made an average, the man would be stronger, and that like there's nothing wrong with that. Women don't deserve less rights because of it. And they're like, no, but they are, like, they deserve, like, they do deserve the same amount of rights. I'm like, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that like there are biological differences. And they're like, no, there aren't, though. And I'm like,
no, one has like, a dick, one has a vagina, like,
no, but, like, they're literally are, though. Like, that's not bad, it's just how the universe works. And they're like, no, right, that's like, that's immoral for you to say. And I'm like, I don't know how else to explain this to you.
It sounds like the problem is you. Like, I think because of your personality and the way you are, people like try to nit or like cherry pick out the bad things you say and like let that take over how they feel about you.
Sarah,
not saying this about you,
a piece of shit right now.
I'm not saying this about you, but I'm just saying like a lot of people would like people. How do I word this? I had a thought in my head, but now I lost it.
Okay, well, allow me to attack Sarah's personal character now. Yeah, she clearly has a vendetta against me. Sarah, I'm not the one who out here talking about little dick guys are not worthy of love.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna say that like if I said the same thing you said about like cis men versus cis women in terms of strength,
Yeah.
People would probably be like, yes, there's like some biological, like,
yeah,
you know, reasoning behind that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But for you, they would be like, it sounds like you hate women.
No,
it's
no,
like how
you're absolutely
say
right.
I'm things to people, and they'll be like, haha, you were joking. And I'll be like, I wasn't, but I'm happy you think that.
Yeah, no, I'm breaking your balls. I totally understand where you're coming from. It's because I'm tall and Latin, and I have a pedo stash. That's why people don't like me. Yes. No, but I do get that, right? It's like sometimes people fixate because for whatever reason, right? Like maybe it's because a person looks less threatening, or a person has a certain personality, or because they have certain viewpoints in other areas. We're willing to fill in the blanks, and that's not completely accurate, right?
Yeah, I think people generally are not good at listening. Like, I'm also not that good at listening. And I mean listening in, like, you know, the more improv-y way, where it's like, are you picking up on everything that's going on? Like, mm-hmm. the person's personality, emotion, like, intent,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like, in this book I'm reading, they talk about this guy in the 70s was talking about how moral reasoning is going to be looked less at in the future. Like at the time, he thought that moral reasoning in the future would be looked at more from a biological standpoint rather than a reasoning and logic standpoint, which is true now. Like people look at one of the main theses of the book is that when we try to come to a conclusion, we use intuition first. So we make a judgment first, and then we try to explain or justify that judgment rather than being mm-hmm. logical and thinking about it and then putting our emotion. And people literally called him racist for that and like shouted him down and tried to get him banned from certain events.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is insane. For whatever reason, people didn't like that guy, right? I mean, maybe he was an asshole in other areas of his life. I don't really know him that well, but...
Yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was probably... There's something else going on there.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Would like prime people to react that way.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess you're just reading books written by racists, that's which true. I think makes you racist, but I don't know.
I mean, clearly I hate women and people of color, which I am one, but that's not important.
I mean, a lot of women hate women.
That's true.
Amy Coney Barrett hates women.
Who's Amy Coney Barrett?
She's the new Supreme Court justice.
Oh, right. I had this conversation with somebody the other day. Yeah, no, you're up. Yeah, I got that.
Wait, what's the term a TERF? What's that mean again?
Wait, I don't remember what it stands for, but I think it means someone who's transphobic.
I thought it was something to do with like anti-feminists. I'll look it up right now.
Oh, okay. No, I know what it is. It's trans-exclusionary something feminist.
Radical
it's like feminist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trans-exclusive radical feminist, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Where there are like some feminists who think that the trans movement is against women because it denies biological women the validity of being a woman or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Something along those lines.
Also, the wave of feminism we're in now. I actually don't know what number, but it's like intersectional, and by cutting out any sort of group of people, like. You're not being a feminist, really.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Because you're, well, like, feminism is, like, includes everyone.
Yeah.
Really. Like, even men are part of the feminist movement.
Sarah, men don't deserve rights. Keep going.
Okay, right. So, I am a male, I hate men.
As you should.
I hate myself, too, so it's fine.
Okay. Good. I mean, I was going to say that I didn't hate men until I started doing this podcast. And actually, now I've decided that I do.
Yeah, that makes that checks out 100%.
Keep going.
And I bet there's lots of people listening who also before this didn't hate men. And now that they listen to your podcast are like, yeah.
My plan is clearly working. Keep going.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He's a radical feminist. He wants everyone to hate women.
I don't care. I don't even have a preference. Just hate a group of people, really. No, I'm kidding. Somebody's gonna take
just
that.
Just say where you're chest, and I don't give a fuck.
Somebody's gonna take that out of context and be like, "You wasn't kidding." No, I was kidding. Don't hate people. You were talking about feminism and feminism's for everybody, and
yeah, feminism's for everybody, and it includes everybody, and it should, because like women's issues are like universal issues. Like mm-hmm. if if all girls go to school, that's not just helping girls, that's helping their families and their communities, and mm-hmm. that includes men, unfortunately. So.
Yeah. You're saying something about intersectional feminism, though. Go along those lines more. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
I just think that all feminism should be intersectional. I think it mostly is at this point. Oh, okay, so okay.
What does intersectional mean?
It just means that, okay, maybe someone's going to attack me for getting this definition wrong, but I'm pretty sure it just means that, like, your feminism isn't just about gender. It's also about, like, race and, like, disability and just, like, all these other factors, mm-hmm. too. So, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, feminism for all. Like, just means just, like, feminism for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay. Think about it. Intersectional, like, the word intersect. Means it,
yeah,
like,
no,
it all...
no, I get it. Like, now that you spelled it out, like, yeah, okay, I get okay, it. Okay, okay, makes okay. sense.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Red Pill, Sarah?
No, what's that?
It's a movie. This feminist filmmaker goes into, like, the men's rights activism community to see what they're about. It's really interesting.
That sounds really cool. I don't normally like... Wait, is that a documentary?
Yeah. No, it's an animation.
When you first said it, it sounded like a movie, like a narrative movie or whatever, like a film.
Yeah, it's animated, starring like Seth Rogen.
Oh, my God, I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah, men are more important than women.
Okay, then I'll watch it. I don't normally watch documentaries, but that does sound interesting. I watched Borat, too. And that's a documentary.
Yeah, it's also a documentary. Yeah, no, the Red Pill is fantastic. It is really good. It does a really good job of, like, providing a very, I think, as objective as you can be. I think, obviously, everybody has their biases and everybody has mm-hmm. their hypocrisies, right? It's as objective as possible, right? Because she talks to people who are identified as feminists and from more liberal, like, gender studies, and people who are from more conservative viewpoints and men's rights activists. So I think she does a really good job of how the movie's constructed.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I really value your opinion on this movie.
Thank you. Yeah, I would give it 4.5 popcorn containers out of 5 popcorn containers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot pretty of popcorn.
Strong. It's pretty strong.
Are they full of popcorn or are they just empty popcorn containers?
Depends what you want.
Well, I want a good movie with full popcorn containers.
Yeah, but 4.5 might be a lot.
So it's like 4, it's like 2 empty popcorn containers and 2.5 full ones out of 5?
Out of 5.
No, you get 3 empty containers and
1.5 full.
Yeah, and then you get 1.5 full popcorn.
Yeah, out of 5 ambiguously filled popcorn containers.
Okay.
All right, that's a pretty good review. There's no popcorn, Sarah. There's no popcorn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you get 5
That's
stickers.
The only reason I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Kaden, do you have any thoughts in your brain at all?
Yeah, not THOTS.
Thoughts in my brain?
Are you rolling up a joint right now?
No.
So lucky we don't release videos of this.
I know. I was hoping you just would be like, yeah, I'm just not going to say anything. But now you fucking... Yes,
I'm
rolling a joint on
anything.
Air, guys. We're sitting at home. There's no rules.
You could have continued to deny it. What are the other people going to do? Look at you? They can't see shit. Sarah and I were having a meaningful conversation about intersectional feminism and...
Yeah, and I was trying to let you guys have it, and I was just trying to, like, mind my own business.
Planet.
Yeah, because you have no input because you hate women.
Yes,
we all thought Bueno hated women, and it turns out it was you all along.
Actually, I hate men.
Yeah, I'm an incel, so...
Men is spelled M-Y-N.
Because you don't want any association with the word women.
No, because I don't want any association with the word men, because men are gross.
Okay.
Are you fucked?
Sorry, I was confused. I guess I'm really bad at hating men. Honestly, I'm...
Yeah, she's new to this, guys. She's new to this.
Yeah, you need to fucking step your game. You know, the one thing I will say... about, like, the spelling thing is I don't understand why folks needs to be spelled with an X.
I also don't really understand that because it's already like, I thought that having the X and stuff was like, maybe I don't even know what it's supposed to be. But yeah, like folks to me is like a very gender neutral term.
Yeah.
Throwing
an X to me seems a bit virtue signally. Like I'm extra inclusive.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe I should Google that. Like that is weird.
What I heard was the women's spelling of WOMYN was the first alternate spelling of women to kind of separate themselves from men. And the women with the X was involved to include trans folk.
Oh, wait, can you hear me still?
Yes. Yep. Okay. And so some people use the X instead of the E in women and men to include trans folk, which I also kind of like. I think trans folk are real women and men in the first place, so I don't see the need to put an X there. That being said, if you want to put that, I'm not going to be like, oh, what are mixin? What are wimxin? To like be a dick. You know, like I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I think the same thing, but I think it's like really cool how like language and like just even the spelling of words is like evolving to make people feel like more identified with those words. But yeah, the folks thing I don't really understand, but I'm sure there's a reason behind it that I just don't know.
When I looked it up, the only thing that I could find was people use it because the X is a more like inclusive symbol in the spelling, so they put it in there to kind of show that it's inclusive.
Okay, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but like, how does a letter make anything more inclusive? Just I'm genuinely curious. Like, if there's an explanation,
I follow similar lines of thought. I don't understand it. That being said,
I'm not trying to hate on it. Like, yeah, whatever. But it's just like logically that just doesn't make sense to me. That's all.
I think it's because you have this association with the X being used in like alternate spellings of the word women, it holds now more weight than just being like a random letter inserted. Like there's associations with it. There's like, I don't know. So I think that's why like there's meaning behind it now. So probably putting it in carries over new meaning or just like, signals more, even if that possibly means like, maybe some people would see it as like just virtue signaling by adding it, but
yeah, that makes sense. I can see both sides to it. Cause like I always thought, and I'm not sure where I'm entirely going with this, but like the women with the Y was to kind of separate themselves from men because the word women is derived from men, obviously. And you know, there's the biblical origins of women came directly from the rib of man, which is why, you know, they're
women are just the more evolved version of men is the alternate to that story.
Yeah.
Men were the prototype. And women were the more evolved version of the product ready for market.
Women were the sequel that was better than the original.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how I kind of understood the first spelling of it. And then the other spelling was to include trans folk. And then I think the X was put in the men because of the trans folk angle. Like, I'm not sure there's anybody out there who spells men with, like, a Y. Because I think that would kind of defeat the purpose of the original women spelling with the Y.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a thing? I'm going to look that up quick.
I don't know. I've never seen anyone spell men with a Y.
I don't think that's a thing.
Me either. Honestly, I can't even, like, say I can recall, like, seeing people. Actually, no, that's a lie on Twitter. I've seen people spell women with an X or a Y.
No, but men. I've seen men with.
Yeah, no. I've never seen men. I've never seen men at all, for sure.
It's because men can't spell.
Well, I looked up MXN and I got Mexican pesos. So Google is.
Oh yeah, that is the abbreviation.
Yeah, that is the denomination. Yeah.
Google's clearly transphobic. That's what I'm getting from that.
You guys remember, okay, just on topic here, like, do you remember that, like, Google Echo Chamber dilemma in, like, 2016, I think? Do you remember that?
Like, how everyone was talking about how we were all in, like, our little liberal echo chamber bubbles, and, like, that we should let other people in to try to change them?
No, it was this guy released a memo, and basically the idea behind it was basically women shouldn't, I think, let me just look this up because I don't remember the exact rhetoric on it. Let me look. Because there's something about like misogyny. I remember that. It was very misogynistic, the guy that released this memo.
While you're looking that up, I will say that I have been wearing Zit stickers for the past few days and they've been really great. And I would really recommend people who have acne or pick their skin when they're anxious, get them.
They look fantastic. I feel
like that's a helpful thing to share.
That's very helpful. They look fantastic.
And mine are little yellow stars, which is fun.
Did you?
I know saying that out loud is like, huh?
No, I was going to say, like, do you think maybe they had, like, the Star of David too, like, in those stickers or no?
Well, when I told my parents I was ordering them, they were like, they just heard yellow star and they were like, you're ordering what to put on your Jewish body? And I was like, no, like, it's fine. These stars have 6 points. They're like a little bit more of a green yellow, like, and then I ordered them and I do feel like they could have gone one shade different from where they are now. But
you're like, mom, dad, don't worry. They even have the brand name on them. The brand's called Jude. Okay.
Oh, no.
Nothing's wrong with it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Because there's a smiley face on the box.
We should get out of here. What's the episode title for this? What do you guys think?
Big boobies, question mark?
No. I'm thinking dog in a bathtub.
I like that. That's funny.
Sure.
Okay. I was expecting pushback on that. Wow.
Well, I don't know what it means. I'm sure it's something gross.
I mean, he already explained it on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you have a short memory.
I wasn't listening, obviously.
Thank the Lord. Okay. This is us signing off Winnipeg's Finest. After Dark, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back on Monday with another episode.
Peace.